I support the animal shelter, the humane shelter. I think it creates a void. If we didn't have it, I don't know what would happen to those animals. We're fortunate that in 2021, the Marshal's Office in Stevens County took over the animal shelter aspect of the enforcement of the laws for cruelty. You would need a police officer, trained, certified police officer, to run an operation like that because of the crimes committed against animals. That's something that the humane shelter couldn't do. We also needed somebody with the county. They can maintain rabies shots and rabies vaccinations and records concerning that. That would be an issue for me. I do see in my neighborhood, there are various animals, dogs and cats, dogs particularly, that run the neighborhood, sometimes in groups. And we're fortunate that we haven't had a rabies outbreak. But I think it's because of the services that we're getting now with the Marshal's Office in conjunction with the animal shelter, with the humane shelter. I think, again, funding, I would like to see what the present commissioners are doing and also the county is to see a budget by the shelter to see exactly what their needs are. But I do understand that they are probably operating at a maximum amount right now. In my days, we had an animal shelter that did everything. So they were subsidized by the county government because they were a county entity. But again, we should be supporting it as best we can. The animal shelter, the humane shelter does promotions. They're doing a concert here in a few weeks right in this theater, and that's a big draw for them for funding. And I would encourage everyone to come to it, attend to it, because that's money for them. They also have access to grants. They also have access to private donations from corporations. So again, we're fortunate to have both, and I would positively support them. With more funding, I don't know. It depends on how we are doing.